So about 20 years ago, I had this fancy job on Wall Street working for a billionaire, and I was dispatched to the West Coast to try to find out what was happening to our cash in a certain West Coast company. And I took a Sunday and didn't tell anybody and went to visit these hippies in a little garage off Berkeley called North Communications. And this company that I was visiting on the West Coast had an investment in this small interactive media company, 1990, 1991. And I met Michael, and we bonded that day, and I met Barb, and I met Paul, and I met a bunch of other people. And I don't think I actually met Fritz yet that day. I'm not sure. I think Michael maybe kept him kind of in reserve until the negotiations started. But shortly thereafter, the Prince of Darkness emerged. And just, everybody here knows Fritz. And upon first encountering this character with the boots and the vest and the patches on the sleeves and the hair, I didn't really know what I was in for. And working with him and getting to know him and having the particular sort of kinship that he and I had as two diminutive, scrappy Jews from Maryland, just a special friendship emerged. And, I'm gonna try to not chew up too much time, but I just have to say that what happened for me in the ensuing, sorry. In the next couple of years was that I got more out of working with these guys and this team that formed than I had gotten out of, doing this other much bigger stuff. So I basically traded in doing $100 million deals for doing a $200,000 deal, and then a $1 million deal, and then a $2 million deal, and then we'll skip how many other dollars ultimately went in. But it was just a really exciting, talented group of people that included Michael and Paul and Alan and Fritz and eventually Mary and a lot of the people and Greg and Barb and so many of the people that are in this room and Andy. And it was just a kind of a family of people that formed, and Fritz was just so core to that whole experience. And so as the years go by, and Trev, and as the years go by, and as sort of everything comes into perspective, companies come and go, and investments come and go, but the enduring value in the whole deal for me, amongst all the people in this room, was really my brotherhood with Fritz. Sorry. I'll share something funny, which was that as the years went by and as we did stuff together, we got into a situation with Mary where we helped her with her business. And in the course of kind of teeing off on what that whole situation was all about, we decided with Mary that she had a great little company, but that maybe a little further up the value chain, there were some big production companies that we wanted to go and wrangle with. And so Mary kicked the door in, and we ended up with a consulting contract with one of the top commercial production companies in the world. And it was me, Mary, and Fritz. And basically, Fritz wasn't particularly satisfied with his stake in that deal. So I said, well, if you would let me fucking take you to Barney's and buy you a suit and cut your hair, and you don't have to wear them all the time, but let me buy you a different pair of glasses, then I'd be happy to be 50-50 partners with you in anything that we do. But you gotta, move to the front office and, carry the pitching and the sales and not let people first metabolize your Fritzness and then come to appreciate and love you. But, step up and play the game. To which he said, I'll do that when you lose 20 pounds. So. I really, really love the guy, and I'm gonna miss him. And I think that he was ballast in my life, and probably ballast in so many other people's lives. And he was just a guy you could so trust and rely upon. And when the chips were down, he was my first call. And I know we all just are devastated. I am, and I love him, and I miss him.